Okay, today is Daf Mem Gimel. We're on Daf Mem Beis, Amud Beis, on the bottom line. It says, Va'atem, Iatem came. And for you, the Bnei Israel, you don't worry about it. You have Hashem. So the Gemara says, V'kol kach lama. Why all this? Right? What does V'kol kach lama mean? So it says Rashi, V'kol kach lama, Omolehem, Omolehem. Why does Hashem have to say that? Mahi haftacha hazu. What's this haftacha? Shehevtichon ki Hashem Elokeichem aholech. It says Hashem your God will go with you. V'lo amar ki Hashem Elokeichem imachem. It doesn't say that Hashem will be with you. Mahi halich hazu. What's this going? The mashma holech mamish. Means mamish Hashem going with you. What does that mean? So, midnei, shahashem, v'chol kinuyav munachin ba'aron. Because Hashem and all his entourage, so to speak, is in the Aron. And the Aron went out to battle. V'chein hu omer, v'yishlach Osam, Moshe elef lamata l'tzva Osam v'yitz Pinchas. Osam eil Sanhedrin. Pinchas emashuach mulchama. Clear kodesh z'or v'luchos shabo. V'chatzotzros hatrua elu hashofros. So what do you see? That Hashem himself, so to speak, is in the Aron, and therefore it's considered going out. Tana, lo l'chinim halach Pinchas l'mulchama. Not for nothing did Pinchas go to fight. Ella, he didn't just stam go. Ella li parav din avi imo, but he went to take exact revenge, vengeance from his avi imo, his father's mother, right?
Mother's father.
Huh?
Mother's father.
His mother's father. His mother's father. Shinemar, the Hamidyanim machru oso el Mitzrayim. The Midyanim sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. And Pinchas is what Pinchas is saying. What the Gemara is saying here is that Pinchas' grand somebody was from Midian. So when he went to fight the Midianim, he went to fight, right? Remember, now what does that mean? That Pinchas is from Midian, but he's also from Yosef. Now, I'm sorry. He's not from Midian at all, he's from Yosef. Yosef, the Midianim sold Yosef, so Pinchas went to go fight against the Midianim. His great Zayda was Yosef. So he went to go fight when the Midianim had a battle with Bnei Yisrael. Pinchas went to go fight. Remember the Pinchas from Yosef, Azi? What do you mean? Pinchas comes from Yosef? Vaha, see if it says, V'elazar ben Aaron, lakach lo bibnos putiel lo leisha. Elazar, who's Pinchas' father, married a woman from Bnos Putiel. Who's Putiel? Putiel is Yisro. Moshe married a daughter of Yisro. And Elazar, his nephew, married also a daughter from Yisro. Right? My love, the Asumi Yisro. Doesn't that mean that Pinchas is a descendant of Yisro? Shepite Magol Ma'ori Rechavim. Why is Yisro called Putiel? Because he fattened up idols for Avodah Zarah. Yisro tried to have Avodah Zarah in the world. So Gemara says, no, lo. Mi Yosef. He really comes from Yosef. Shepit Pein B'Yitzer, who conquered his Yitzer.
What?
Who conquered his Yitzer.
You mean
Pinchas. Pinchas comes from Yosef, and Yosef is called Putiel, because Yosef conquered his Yitzer.
Isn't this a classic case of Nekama, if you exact revenge?
It's okay. Vaha, lo, Shvatim, Mevazen Oso, and the Shvatim were making fun of Pinchas. And they said, Re'isim, look at this, Ben Putizeh, this guy from Yisro, Ben Shepitim Avi'imo Agal Mavodos Kechavim, his grandfather worshipped idols, Yahar Nasim Yisrael, and now you're killing a Nasi in Yisrael? Who do you think you are, Pinchas? What do you see from here? That he had nothing to do with Yosef. He had nothing to do with Yosef. So the Gemara says, he did. Ella, I avua de'ime mi Yosef, if his mother's father's mother came from Yosef, then he made the imim Yisro. Then his mother's mother came from Yisro. The made the imim Yosef. And if his mother's mother came from Yosef, avu the imim Yisro. Then his mother's father came from Yisro. In other words, he comes from both. Somehow. What?
On both sides.
Somehow he comes from Yosef, and somehow he also comes from Yisro.
Yeah, but then
Baker Nami, I'll prove it. Dichsiv Putiel. It says Minos Putiel. Hare Mashma Shmamina. Rashi says that Putiel with the Yud implies a double over. It's a double meaning. It's a double reference. It's a reference to Yisro and also Yosef. Okay, good. That we said, V'dabru hashodrim ela omlemar. And they would speak, the shochrim would speak to the people, and they would say, somebody bought a new house, didn't have a chance to inaugurate it. He can go home. Whether it's a bayis of Teven, bayis Bakar, bayis Eitzim, bayis Otsros, any of these storehouses. Echad Abona, whether you bought it, Echad Lokeach, whether you bought, sorry, Echad Abona means you built it, Echad Lokeach, you bought it, Echad Yoresh, you inherited it, Echad Shadassan Lo B'matana, someone gave it to you as a gift. All these cases, they're all dwellings, and it all applies to all these types of houses. Mi Isha Shadassan Kerem, somebody planted a vineyard, Velochillo, didn't have a chance to, what is it, Velochillo? Didn't have a chance to benefit from it? Because it takes 4 years to benefit from vineyards. First 3 years is Orla. Then you have to wait a fourth year for vineyards. Velochillo. I think that's what it means. Right?
Would that still apply to the fourth year of Shemitah?
What?
Would it still apply to the fourth year of Shemitah?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Redeemed it, he calls it.
Yeah, redeemed it.
You can't get it anyway.
I hear you. I don't know. Echad Noteya, whether you planted it. Echad Kerem, whether you planted a Kerem. Vechad Noteya Chamisha Iloni Michael. Or five other types of trees. Dafilu michamesha taminim. Even from the five minim, which are somehow considered a kerem regarding this inyan. Echad noteya, whether you planted it. Echad mavrich, whether you grafted it. Echad markiv, a different kind of grafting. Echad lokeach, whether you bought it. Echad yoresh, whether you inherited it. Or you got it as a matana. Mir ish, next one. Mir ish asher eris isha. Somebody got married. Echad ma'areis es a basula. Whether someone marries a basula. Vechad ma'areis es almana. Somebody marries an almana. Right? Afilu shemaris yavam. Even if it's your brother's wife, who are you going to do yivam? Listen to this next one. Afilu shama shemais acha bil mochama. Even if you heard that your brother died during war. Right? You're sitting at home, all of a sudden someone comes. I was on the battlefield, I heard your brother died. He heard his brother died. And would we let a woman get remarried on that, based on that? No. Maybe we would. No, but we say for a guna, right? 1-8, we'll allow it. And if she's wrong, her life is messed up. So forget all that. She heard her brother died, she can go, he doesn't have to go to war. Why? Because maybe it's true, and then maybe he'll...
Concentrate.
Huh? He can't concentrate. Chazer ubalo. He goes, he doesn't have to go to war, but he doesn't go home. Kol elu ve'elu, all these people, shomen divrei kohen, me'arche ha'melchama, they hear the words of the kohen at the battlefront, v'chozmen, and they go back, u'maspikin mayin u'mazon. They work behind the lines. That they could do. They work behind the lines. U'masakten ezadrachim. They fix the roads, they prepare the food, they be the cook. They don't have to be in the battlefield with a gun fighting in the front lines. But they're behind the lines. They don't go home. Ve'elu she'en chozrin. These are the following people who stay in the front lines. Right? Who are they? Habona be'shar achsadra umar peset. You build some kind of gate or porch or something. That's not a house. Hanoteya arba ilone michael. Somebody plants four different types of trees, or chamisha ilanei srak, or five types of trees that don't even bear fruit. In other words, that's not such a preoccupation. Oh, I can't go to war because I planted a tree. No. Or hamachzer gushaso, if somebody remarries a woman he divorced, that's not considered such a big simcha that you can't concentrate for that. Or you marry somebody you shouldn't have married. For example, almana lekohen gadol. Right? Or Grusha Vechalutza Lekohen Hedyot. And 1 second. Says the one of the Ashkenazim here, he says something fascinating. He says, you see from here that a Kohen Gadol goes to fight. Because if the Kohen Gadol married an Almana, it's not an excuse. So what do you see?
He's on the front lines.
Kohen Gadol's on the front lines, like everybody else. That's a fascinating thing. Because by the way, we're talking about a Mechemes Rishus. If it's a Mechemes Mitzvah, nobody's Potter. I don't care how new your wife is. Nobody's putter. What about Muhammad for sure? What kind of statement is this in the Gemara? Some bring a riot from here that a Kohen Gadol had to fight. It wasn't a Patur.
It's also might put him in a situation where he'd be metame mace because people die.
I understand. So it's still not a patur. It's not a patur.
But if he fights and he kills someone,
right, and the Kohen Gadol. Others say, it doesn't mean the Kohen Gadol. It means other Kahanim Gedolim, other like these quasi that also can't marry a Basula, that can't marry an Almana, like the Kohen Meshuach.
Yeah, but if you've got, so what do you need this Kohen Gadol Melchama for? If you had the Kohen Gadol himself there, what do you need the Kohen Gadol Melchama for?
What do you mean?
He's a soldier. He's the boss.
He's a soldier.
Well, you can have more than one Kohen.
Correct. You can have more than one Kohen.
You serve once and then serve
right.
again.
Right. Exactly.
He's a Kohen, he's not
deep. Right. The question is, can that Kohen Gadol marry an Almana? Can that person marry an Almana? I don't know. So that's what he says. Either two answers to this question. Either a Kohen Gadol fights, or we're not talking about the Kohen Gadol, we're talking about one of these other quasi Kohanim Gadolim. Like he was Kohen Gadol for a week, or the Kohen Gadol went on vacation. So who can take over for a week? Book him. Right?
Maybe
the Kohen Gadol was sitting shiva.
Maybe the Sagan.
Right? Maybe the Kohen Gadol got sick. He got sick. So he's for a few days, he couldn't because. So who took over? Somebody. That person never becomes a Kohen Hedidit again.
Once she passes, the kind of Muhammad that went out, are you talking about him now?
What?
The kind of Muhammad that went out.
So he's not allowed to marry. He's not allowed to marry an Almana?
Why not?
I don't know. So
if he's going out, he's a kind of. He's
a Kohen Meshuach. He's not a Kohen Gadol.
He's never called a Kohen Gadol.
So you have to find one of these people. You have to find one of these people that's not a Kohen Hedyot, right? That can't marry an Almana. Such a person goes to not the Kohen Gadol himself. Others say no, the Kohen Gadol himself. There's only one or two answers. Anyway, yeah, a mamzeres v'nesina li Yisrael, a mamzeres or a nesina married to a Jew, or bas Yisrael a mamzer. Lanusin, or not a mamzer or anusin marries a regular Jew. Either way, that man can't go to war. That man doesn't get the tour. Ooh, I can go home. I just got married. No, you married someone you shouldn't have married. Lo ha'yechozer. They don't go back. What? Why not? There's nothing wrong with them physically, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afa bona bayis al machono lo ha'yechozer. Even if you build a house, what does that mean? So Rashi says on the right side, on the bottom of the last Rashi here, Al Machono, Sosro, it got destroyed. Ubno, Bimidir Rishona. He rebuilt it. Ein Chozer. He doesn't go back. Dilav Chadosh Hu. It's not new. Hoel, Falo Chidosh Lohosef Alav. He didn't add anything. Afilu Etzlo, Ein Chadosh. Even to him, it's not new. Vigara Mehalokeach Vayorish. It's worse than buying a house or inheriting a house. So a guy has a house and the house gets destroyed in the hurricane and now he rebuilds it. So is that considered a new house? Says the Mishnah, no. Is that considered a new house? Right? You rebuilt the whole thing.
Fire would be the same thing.
In a Konami, same thing. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. You don't go back for that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afa Bona Beis Labinim B'Sharon Lohayachozer. Even if you built a house in Sharon, you don't go back. What does that mean? That means Rashi says it's a house in a very big, swampy area where you always have to rebuild it. So, what are you doing? Right?
It's like in a flood zone.
Exactly. The Elu, and the following people, She'ein Zazin Mimkoman. And the following people, the Elu She'ein Zazin Mimkoman. Right? What are those people? Meaning they don't have to go to war at all. They can manage to stay home. I said before, the other people, they had to fix the roads and be the cook. These people can go totally home. Who are they? Bona bayis v'chanko. You built the house, you inaugurated it, but you weren't there for a year. You have to be there for a year. Not the kerem v'chillo, but not for a year. Hanosei esar musaso, you got married, but you didn't have a year. Hakona says Yavimto or Yavama, Shinemar, Naki Yiye Lebeso, Shana Achas. Lebeso, Zebeso, Yiye Zekarmo, Fisamachas Ishto, Ze Ishto. Right?
Is that only your first marriage?
I think so. I don't know. So look at Rashi on top. One, two, the fourth line on the left side. Rashi says, the Hanach de Lael, the ones we mentioned before, Holchin ad l'svar. They went at least to the border. Visham shomen divrei kohen. Then they heard what the kohen had to say. Anybody that got married? Right? V'chozrin min hamarachal eretz Yisrael. They would leave the battlefield. But ve'enon chmochozrin l'boteyam. They wouldn't go home. Ella oskin besipuk mayim mazal l'holchin melchama. They'd be busy behind the lines. V'elu, but these people, ein zazirim koman. They don't even have to go hear what the kohen has to say. I don't even have to go hear that speech. Afilu l'leches arasfar v'loshuv al pikohen. They don't have to go so that they can come back home. They don't even have to go. Right? When they call up the people, they can stay home. What last line here in the Mishnah? Asher lakach lahavi es yivimto. That includes the yivama. Ein maspikin mayim mabazon. They don't have to do. They don't have to be the cook behind the lines. Ve'ein masakten es hadrachim. And they don't have to fix the roads. They don't have to do anything for this war. Again, it's a melchemes rishos. Okay? What is a melchemes mitzvah? That we'll talk about tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan.
What's a melchemes rishos?
What's a melchemes rishos? Anything that's not a melchemes mitzvah. No, this is...
It's
a machlok. Some say, everyone agrees the Zayin Am is a melchemes mitzvah.
That's right.
What about a malik?
It's definitely.
Yes, yes. Is it this... Yes. What about the battle that David waged? We'll see. It's complicated. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. It says v'dabur ashotrim yachal divar mishal atzman. I would think there's two speeches here, one by the kohen and one by the shotrim. I would think the divar mishal atzman. They say their own speech. No. Kishu omer v'yasfu hashotrim. When it says that the shotrim will speak. That's their own speech. They repeat over what the Kohen Mashiach said. Okay, said what's pshat? Kohen Medaber, the Kohen gives him a whole speech. Kohen Medaber v'shot mashmiya, and the Kohen repeats it, and the Shoter repeats it. Tony Chada, Kohen Medaber v'shot mashmiya. One says the Kohen speaks, and the Shoter repeats it. V'tani idach, another brisa says, Kohen medaber, v'kohen mashmiya. The Kohen says it, the Kohen says it again. V'tani idach, shoter medaber, v'shoter mashmiya. The shoter is the one who does the speaking. So, Amar Abaya, okay, Tzad, here's how it goes. Mivinigash v'adat dibru, from those psukim in the Torah, Kohen medaber, v'kohen mashmiya. The Kohen says it. Midvara v'ad yosifu kohen, from that to there, Kohen medaber v'shoter mashmiya, right? And then miviyasvu ve'elech shoter medaber v'shoter mashmiya. Okay, good.
So the shoter repeated for emphasis.
Correct, exactly. To drive home the point. Now mi'el ish asher bana bayis chadash. Whoever bought a new house, tana rabbanim asher bana ainli ela asher. I said the Torah about asher bana. It says that you built a house. Ain li asher bana. I only know if you built the house. Lakach. Or if you bought it, viyarash, or you inherited it. V'nitin lo b'matana b'nayim. How do you know you're included if any of these things happened? Tamar lomar, miho ish. Right? What kind of drasha is that? So Rashi says, what does Rashi say? It's an extra word. Okay. Asher bana bayis, ain li ala bayis. I only know a house. Menayin l'rabos, beis ha-teven, beis ha-bokar, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-otzros. Any storehouse. Why would I think those storehouses are included? Because l'chora, you could live in there. Right? L'chora. Talmud lomar, asher bana b'chal makom. Any kind of house you build. Doesn't have to be a palace. Even a house. Yochal shanimar ba'af ha-bona b'shar ha-chazhi mar peset. So what about a porch and a veranda? All these kinds of things. No. Talmud lomar bayis. Ma bayis haru yiladira. Af kol haru yiladira. Has to be fit for living in it. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, bayis kimashmo. A bayis means a bayis. It doesn't mean a porch. A house is a house. Lo chanach velo chancho. Right, it says velo chancho. It could have said velo chanach. What's chancho? Prat legazlan. It excludes if you steal a house. You hear that? If you steal a house, then they say, oh, I can't go to war. I just got a new house. Right? That doesn't count. Right?
That sounds pshita.
Right? Lema, the lo k'rib yosei glili. Let's say it's not like k'rib yosei glili. What's k'rib yosei glili? The k'rib yosei glili, ha'amar, he's going to say tomorrow that v'racha levav, anyone who's weak-hearted, zeha misyare me'aveiros shebi'adam. What does that mean, anyone who's weak-hearted? So Rabbi Akiva is going to say tomorrow, it means someone who's weak-hearted.
Afraid.
What? He's afraid. Rabbi Yossi Haglili is going to say it means someone who's afraid of his sins. Now, if I need another limud to exclude a goslin, obviously he doesn't hold that being afraid means someone who has averos. Because he's anyway afraid. He's anyway putter because he's afraid. He's got an avera.
Well, he's not afraid of his sins, he's doing it out
in the open. Huh?
He's not afraid of his sins, he's doing it out in the open.
He's only afraid of private sins. It's even worse. Right? We say a goslin's better than a ganav because he's brazen.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's better. That's compared to a ganav, if a goslin's a little bit better. That's all it means. It doesn't mean he's a good guy. Right? He's saying it's because it's not as... So Rashi says on top...
Not as bad as a ganav.
Right? Va'if lei l'mahader mishum hayare v'rach levav. This guy's going to go back, not going to fight, because he's got an avera. So he's telling me since an avera is an avera that's in public, therefore it's not so bad. Still an avera. It just means he doesn't even care what Hashem thinks. Right? Or he doesn't care what people think. Right? Okay. So it's a little bit of a... At least the guy's a little consistent. Right?
Yeah.
That's all it means. So the Gemara says no. Afilu teim Rabbi Yosef Haglili. No, you can even tell it to Rabbi Yosef Haglili. Kigon the avad tshuva the yahiv dama. Now he did tshuva. He returned it. He didn't return the house. He just paid for the house. He gave the money. Then gave the house back. So I did tshuva the yahiv dama. He returned the money. Right? Right? In other words,
he bought the house, you're saying.
What?
He bought the house.
He paid for the value. I didn't want to sell it to you. Right. But you come and stole it. All right, here's the money. I'll do tshuva. I'll give you the money. I'm not giving you the house back. Right. Such a person, did he do an avera?
Yeah, was the first guy.
Well, he did tshuva.
Did the first guy have to go down?
But he's still.
The first guy?
The guy
still
in
normal. That
he bought the house from.
Right.
Did you have to go to Makar now?
It wasn't paid for that
one. Now he's a new homeowner.
I would have thought. Listen, I paid for the house. I'm a new homeowner. You know, no, you don't get exempt from war because it's rooted in an avera, right? It's rooted in an avera. You can't go. That doesn't count. You did tshuva. You don't have a sin anymore. That could be true, but you're still no good because it originates from a sin. You could.
With a deed.
It's a fun. We're going to learn that in the Masechet Bava Kamma. It's a funny concept. It's a funny concept.
Is that like a deed or a title or actual?
No, it's a funny concept. There's no such thing in America like that. You acquire something stolen by keeping it? No such thing.
Yeah, but it's called
something called the Kenyan of a goslin.
No, it's called squatter's rights.
What?
Squatter's rights.
Fine, that takes 20 years.
But it works. If
10 years, whatever it takes.
But if you sit on it, then
fine, it's fine. There's no such concept like that in halacha.
There is or
no.
That requires you have some validity to your...
Right, you can't just walk into someone's house and live there. In America, you could do that.
But now you're paying him, so isn't that a mice?
Right, so I paid him. I did tshuva first. I did tshuva. Second of all, I paid him. So that could be considered a new house. I don't have to go to war. No, it originates in Aveira and he's not Potter. So 1 second. So if you bought it, the Gemara is, if you bought it, what do you want from this guy? Why isn't he exempt? No, given to me, since it originates from a theft, it's not exempt. Then we said, Mir isha shernota kerem. Tanar banan. Ashernota. Ainli elanota. I only know about that's a vineyard. Lakach, or you planted it. Lakach, you bought one. Yarash, you inherited one. Lotzen lo ben atana manayin. How do you know all those people also are exempt? Talmud lomar miya isheshen ota kerem. Ein li ela kerem. I only know a kerem. Manayin l'rabos chamisha ilonei machal vafilu mishar minin. Even these other types of vineyard types of things. I'm not sure what they are. Talmud lomar asher nota. Fine. Yachal shanimar ben otea arba ilonei machal vachamisha ilonei srak. So why don't I include non-fruit-bearing stuff? Talmud Lomar, Kerem, a Kerem. Well, wasn't Ben Yaakov Omer? No, Kerem Kimashmo. Only a Kerem. A Kerem means a Kerem. It doesn't mean something else. It doesn't mean apple trees. Only a Kerem. Lochillo. It says Lochillel, but it says V'lochillelo. Same question we said before by Goslin. Prat l'mavrich u'markiv. It comes to exclude a case of markiv and markiv, which is grafting. Ay, vanan tanan, echadamark notea, echadamarkiv, vi echadnotea, echadamarkiv, mavrich, echadamarkiv. One second, the Mishnah said that is considered a vineyard, right? Amar abai, amar abzeira, amar abchisto, lo kasha. It's not a kasha, right? Kan, over here, over where? In the Brisa, which said it's Osir, right, is Bar Kavas Isser. That's where you did it be Isser. You grabbed something be Isser. Therefore, you're not exempt. But the Mishnah, Khan, the Mishnah was Bar Kavas Heter. You didn't do anything wrong. Therefore what? Therefore you putted the God. Because you didn't do anything wrong. Right? So why doesn't the Gemara ask? Why does the Gemara ask the same question asked by Gazan? I have an Aveira now. You did it by Isser. Right? You did it by Isser. Why does the Gemara ask that question? The Gemara, so, right?
It says Heter. What?
Heter. No. The Isser one. So you don't go. You did it Harkav by Isser. That doesn't exempt you. I also did an Aveira. Because
right.
You did some grafting by Isser. Why doesn't the Gemara ask that question? The Gemara asks it by a Gazlan. What do you mean? Who cares? He's a Gazan. He did a Baser. He did an Aveira. Same thing over here. Why don't we ask that question? Why doesn't the Gemara ask that question? The answer is, because, what was the answer? One second. What's the answer going to be? The answer is going to be because he did tshuva. Like we said before.
How do you do tshuva?
What? Exactly. How do you do tshuva? How do you do tshuva? There's no maisa to do. There's no maisa to do. What's it going to do? You're going to undo the harkava? You don't have to do that. I did it already.
Well, you can't.
You can't. So what's the tshuva? Only in your heart. All right. So you did tshuva. Does nothing changed. So the Gemara doesn't ask that question. Okay. Anyway, Khan Bar Kavas Heter.
But why can you pay for the value of whatever it was worth? Like the
but it's your own house. There's no value. It's your own stuff. You just not allowed to graft different kinds of things. Right. Sounds like Gemara asks, Hayar Kava Heter Hechidami. What's the Harkava? Now it's a little hard. Ilema Yalda Biyalda. If you grafted a new tree with a new tree, right? Tepigle Deboy Mahader Mishum Yalda Mishona. You still have to wait 3 years. Because it's a Yalda Rishona. Yalda of Yalda means the Zin of Arla is 3 years. Right, Rashi says right over here. E name a Yalda Bialda. Sha'afzu Shabakarka, Shehirkiv es Ha'anaf Ba Natiya he. Whatever you grafted from one to the other. Adai lo Higia, Lashana Revius. He still didn't reach the 4th year, Lachala, to redeem it. Ha lav Mishum Harkava Hadar. It has nothing to do with Harkava. Dibalav Harkava Nami Boy Lamahader Min Hamilchama Mishum Yalda Rishona. Either way, it's not going to change. It's not going to change what you did, right? Because they're both brand new, so they're both no good. So that can't be the case of a when are you exempt when it's a Harkava Beheter, but you're anyway exempt. Right? Why are you exempt? Because you planted a field and you didn't have chilul yet. V'lo chilul, you're exempt. Ella yalda b'zakena. So what'd you do? You have a 10-year-old tree, a 10-year-old vineyard, and you graft it with a 1-year-old vineyard. What's the story with that? Ha'amar ravavo yalda shezivcha b'zikna. If you take a 1-year-old vineyard and you graft it with a 10-year-old vineyard, batla yalda b'zikna. Then the zikna becomes batal. The ain ba din arla, and there's no more arla, or clad care, whatever, the same thing. There's no more arla.
What?
It becomes bottle. It just does. The point is, there's no arla anymore. Why? Because it's bottle. So of course you're not exempt. You don't have a new vineyard here. You have an old vineyard. You're not exempt. So what's the case of doing harkava that's mutter that exempts you? Really, it's a yalda biyalda. Kigon shenotar lahanach kamaisa lisiyag. But you didn't plant the vineyard for a tree, for vineyards, for vines. You planted it because you wanted to build a fence. Okay, you don't like your neighbor. I'll put up a vineyard over here. Get rid of this guy. Or lakoros. Or I did it for the wood. Ditnan had noteas lisiyag or lakoros. If somebody plants for the other reasons than for the actual fruits, put them in arla. There is no arla. Right, it's an orla. I'm not building it for the fruit. I'm building it because I don't like this guy. I want to block. I want to make a gate. I want to make a fence. I want the wood. There's no din of orla. Right. That's the case. Now, umayshna yalda
b'zeh. So the original thing is not an issue of arla. It's only the new thing that potters him.
What?
The thing that he's grafting.
Right. So I grafted.
Something new.
Something new. Both new. The answer. They're both new. But one was going to be. But one I only planted it for the wood. One I planted for the grapes. I now graft them. So I'm. What am I doing with it now? What am I doing with it now? For wood or for vineyard, right? What am I doing with it now?
So no.
For what?
What? So the Gemara's going to ask that question. Umayshna yal de bezikna de batla. So one second. How come when it's old and new, we say that the old overtakes the new, and there's no arla here? Umayshna yal de biyalda de lo batla. How come that's not batla? Right? We said you have a vineyard, if you planted it for wood, and you graft it with a vineyard, you planted it for vineyard. That's the case of a harkava that's mutter. Right? I didn't have arla on that one. But now that I grafted it with this one, I have to hold from Arla. And you know what? I'm putter now from going to war. But how come Yalda v'zikna, we say that the Yalda becomes butl in the Zikna? Why is that? So the Gemara answers, Hasam, by the case of old and new, e mimlach, if you change your mind, aleh, lav bas mahadahu. You can't undo the fact that you grafted it. It's done. Hacha, but over here, e mimlach aleh, Bas Mahadri? Wouldn't you go back? In other words, I'm planting it for vineyards. I'm planting it because I want the wood. Wife comes out one day and says, you're such an idiot. You're planting that for wood? You just go to the store and buy wood. We'll make this into a vineyard. So just change your mind. Doesn't that change everything? Of course you have to hold from Arla now. You changed your mind. Because you want to have it now for fruit. If you change your mind by an old and a new, what do you change? Nothing to change your mind about. You grafted old and new and you're done. Here, you can change your mind. I originally planted it not for food. Now I change my mind. I'm making it into food. Therefore, a yalda b'yalda is considered good. Why? Because you can change your mind anyway. Right? Midi dahavi, mahadar be dahavi karla peri kaima. Fine. Midi dahavi, olu me'elehim. It's just like a tree that grew by itself. Let's say a tree grew by itself. It's not. Olu me'elehen. Let's say a tree grew by itself. It happened, right?
So what's the issue?
Chayavin ba'arla. You're chayavin arla.
Even if you don't plant it?
Exactly. Why? Look at this. Look at this lucky thing. All of a sudden, the vineyard grew in my backyard. It's amazing. I'm so excited about that. Well, I didn't do it on myself. So therefore what? Therefore there's no arla? Of course it's arla. So too, I planted it for the wrong reason. And now I make it into the right reason. Of course it's arla. And you know what? Now you're exempt from going to war. Right? So the asks the Gemara.
Do you have on that? If all of a sudden, two.
So I don't know. It's a complicated child. I don't know. I never learned myself as Arla, really. I think.
Obviously, an onus.
I think. It's not an onus. The question is, do you want it there?
Does it make a difference? It happened by itself.
What?
What difference does it make? It happened by itself.
Fine. So if you want it there,
yeah, if you want it
there's no question that it's Arla.
Arla. Right.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. So then if you change your mind, it can't be any different.
Right.
That's all he's saying. Why don't we give an example of two partners? The high Hadar Adidei, the high Adar Adidei, says Rashi on the bottom, the last Rashi on the bottom on the right side. Why do we have to get such a ridiculous case, such a far-fetched case of a guy who planted a vineyard for wood, which nobody does that, right? Say a normal case. You planted it for eating. You planted a vineyard. I would kakashali tapikle mishum dahadar mishum rishona. But one second, and then he grafted it. So what's the it's pashat. No, it's pashat, you have to go back. You grafted old new and new. What's the shaila? I'll tell you, so we came with a funny case. You grafted something you didn't want for a vineyard with something you forget all that. Mishum Lishni, the case is like this. Kigon, for example, Shahanatiya shall Ruvain, the Natiya of Ruvain. Shimon came along. Right, I'll make a partnership with you, and we'll split the ownership. Right. In other words, why do you have to give a far fetched case? How you can have new and new? I'll give you a new case. Partners. partners, easy case. Amr Papa, Zoso Meres, here you see, Kerem Shal Shnei Shutfin in Chozel of Machar Melchama. If you own a vineyard with a partner, it doesn't exempt you. Why not? Not so sure why not. Umay Shna Mechamisha Achin, why is that different from five brothers? Umay Sechad Mehen Bel Melchama, Kulon Chozrin. Right? Five brothers, one, and then the brother died. Well, all of us could become the Yibum. We all don't have to go to war now. What's the difference? Right? Hatzam Kol Chavachad Kuina Be Ishto. Each one could say, My new wife is waiting for me. Hacha kol chad v'chad lo kuina be'karmo. It's not your vineyard. Why is it not your vineyard? Because you have a partner. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Amar.
No, but you're still on half.
Huh?
You're still on half.
I understand. I understand. So it's a shaila. He has a whole discussion here. Why you're putter? Why? What kind of putter is that? You're in other words, you're not putter from. You have to go to war. I have a vineyard. Yeah, but it's with a partner. So what?
So the partner means that he owns everything?
Yeah. One more minute. Mavruch Elon B'Yerek. You grafted an Elon and a Yerek. So even though it might be mutter, it's not considered a ptur. Vatani, you know, we'll stop here because it gets very complicated there. From that to bottom, it's complicated. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Sure.